When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our sweet, sweet son. We pretend we're lesbians and he's our son.
Well, you guys are recording, so that's...
Oh.
That's okay. They can know.
They already know.
Yeah, they know.
That's our sweet baby boy we adopted from after we scissored one night. We were laying in bed. We said, we should adopt a sweet, sweet baby boy.
We should expand. We need to expand
the family. That does feel like how lesbians say they want to start a family. They use the word expand.
We're ready to expand.
Yeah, and then he was there.
And he was wearing a little diapy.
He was wearing a little baby diapy, or baby Zaves.
He came out with
who'd he come out of? He came out of both of us, actually. He came out full adult. We put him in us through each end. Sarah got the feet, I got the head. And we kind of just birthed him like this. And like a Chinese finger trap, and he was the finger and we were the traps.
I don't like that you're calling our vaginas traps.
Chinese finger traps.
Chinese finger traps.
Well, that's mine.
Well, yeah, that's how he was born.
And that's how baby Zaves was born. By the way, to that we need the little nursery music.
Twinkle, twinkle, little Zaves.
Our first baby. Our first baby. We're trying for more.
We're ready to expand
harder.
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
What's up, everybody? We're live from the Hive with another episode of This Bitch Podcast.
Bzz, 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 bzz.
I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk, and we're live from Seven Eckies Studio, baby.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, we're here.
We're here and we're queer.
Get used to it.
Shanks, what's up with you? I see you got your jumpsuit on. You're giving 70s. You're going to smoke a joint, go on a hitch hike ride, and then get lost in a cult. Energy.
I really want to get lost in a cult. I would love to honestly just get lost in a cult. Like, just someone tell me what the fuck to do.
I think that you would
thrive
in a cult.
I know. I could be one of the bitches in like a long white gown.
Yeah.
Be one of seven other women.
It would make you so happy to make the leader proud. I just know you.
I know. I would get off.
She's a little brown noser.
I would get off sucking off the cult leader.
No, you'd want to be the cult leader's favorite.
I would do everything I could to be the cult leader's favorite.
Oh, man.
I'm making a pie for my cult leader. What's his name? Zeke? The cult of Zeke?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't really love the name Zeke.
Can we go down just a tad on Sarah's?
I don't really love the name Zeke, but it does.
I actually really like the name Zeke.
As a cult leader?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zaddy Zeke.
Okay, well, you didn't have to add Zaddy, but.
Why?
Zeke
He's the good. Cult leader.
No, Zeke's like a good strong man. Zeke's not a cult leader name. Like, a cult leader needs a very
Daniel.
Ordinary name. Yeah, because he was like, he's like trying to. Be extraordinary. Like, something happened to this cult leader. You know what I mean?
Right. Let's find the list of famous cult leaders. Okay.
Jim Jones.
Do you
like,
want
Jim
to know
Jones?
What just showed up? R. Kelly.
He is a cult leader. And I was in his cult. I was running my hands through her hair. Rolling on baby hair. I would have joined R. Kelly's cult. I could have seen me letting him pee on me.
A golden shower from R. Kelly?
Yeah.
What about Andrew Keegan? Andrew Keegan isn't that actor that was in 10 Things I Hate About You.
He's a cult leader?
Yeah, he started a cult in Venice.
What kind of cult?
I don't know. I just know that it's happening in Venice.
Ugh.
Yeah, do you remember Andrew Keegan, the actor?
No, but you remember that guy, Armie Hammer, the cannibal?
Yeah.
I think he's... They all have some sort of... weird midsummer vibe. These elites.
Father Yod.
Okay, that man, I'll follow to the ends of the earth.
Father Yod was hot.
Was he?
I watched, it's the Source family cult. Yeah, I watched
okay,
this
Okay, he's not hot. I'm looking at him now. He's definitely not hot. He looks like something you call pop-pop. But absolutely, he looks, I swear to God, that
is. He looks
is,
like a cult leader.
No, that is fucking, oh.
Who?
That is
Rick Rubin?
Yes. That's Rick Rubin, and no one can tell me otherwise.
Rick Rubin and Father Yod.
Those are the same person. Go to images. And now go back. That's the same guy.
It's not.
Do you think Rick Rubin's hot?
Yeah.
No.
Rick Rubin's a creative genius.
Okay, that's not what I asked.
Well, is there something that's hot about him? Because he knows what he's doing in terms of art.
He looks unwell.
There he looks unwell.
He looks unwell. There hasn't been one picture where he looks well.
No.
He I is mean, a creative genius. Rick Rubin, if you're watching.
Which he is.
Which he is.
I mean he gets inspiration
you're a genius.
From us.
Yeah, you know what good comedy is. Don't even fool yourself. Keep pretending you're not watching.
Thanks for watching, Rick. Good to see you here. You do look exactly like Father Yod.
You look like Father Yod.
Yeah.
Rick Rubin's Father Chode.
No. Rick Rubin could lead a cult. He has the vibes.
I think you would, that's the perfect cult for you is the Rick Rubin cult.
The creative cult?
Yeah, the creative cult. One time, oh, I don't know if I could tell the story because I signed an NDA, never mind.
Oh, really fun. What I love about
me,
my podcast co-host is that she's really fun. She loves to reveal, to give us a little tease.
I just remembered, I'm sorry, but I'll tell you what. It was a good story. You'll never know, but it was.
What's up with the women cult leaders?
Are there any?
Yeah, Teal Swan. She's like modern Instagram.
I feel like
leader.
It's harder to be a woman cult leader than it is a man.
Yeah, it's like anything. It's harder to be a comedian. It's harder
they
to
have
be
less
a
followers. They have 30% less followers.
Yeah, dude. The most famous cult leaders. Anna Hamilton.
Lana Del Rey, that's one. That bitch got a cult behind her.
Dude.
And
no,
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift could.
Whoa, look at the uniforms. Go up. The cult uniforms do something to me. Like, I'm into that.
You like this image.
I like.
That's uncanny valley to me. That is creepy. I don't like it. Look at the dog. He wants nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Go down, but so Teal Swan is like a new cult leader, and she's on Instagram like post.
Not the newest cult leader.
She's on Instagram all the time. I watched the documentary on her not that long ago on Hulu, but she's on Instagram all of the time, posting inspirational videos. We could probably just pull up her Instagram on here.
Well, I want to message her and see if she'll come on the pod. And
Teal?
Yeah.
She's not going to come on the
How
pod.
Do you know? I'll tell her we're two potential buyers. We want to join.
What do you mean? Followers?
Yeah, we're two potential followers.
She doesn't outwardly say that she's a cult, but I watched the documentary on her and she's a cult and she makes these weird videos. This is like what having a cult in 2023 looks like. Like you're on Instagram, you're making videos. So you're able to access way more people than if you have a cult in 1965.
Okay, can I tell you that I've known a few evil people in my life?
Yeah.
And she looks like all of them.
She does have the look of a crazy bitch.
She has the look of a woman who drowns her children in a tub.
She's like, oops.
She looks like
let me wash your hair. She holds down the baby for 10 seconds.
She has the face of someone who stabs with a smile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The blue eyes will get you.
The dark hair and the light eyes, that shit freaks me out. No offense to anybody with dark hair and light eyes. It's actually one of the most beautiful looks, I think, personally. But it fucking freaks me out.
Not to
dark
be trusted.
Dark hair, light eyes.
Not to be trusted.
Something's off with you. Have dark hair, dark eyes, or light hair, light eyes, and be racist. Pick one. Pick one.
Don't
do the middle. Are you racist or are you not? I'm just kidding.
Or, like, what are you?
What are you?
What is she? Can we click a video? If we play a video, will we be able to hear her?
No, we don't have the video hooked up to sound right now. Maybe on the next one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know why Xavier said it like we were punished. I don't like the way he came in. He came in and said, maybe
sorry.
On the next one,
sorry,
sluts.
No, our sweet son did not call us sluts.
Yeah, he did with his tone. You better watch your tone, young man, with mommies. With mommy and mama, because I don't like the way he said, Oh, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. She doesn't like hearing no is what I think. The problem
yeah.
is.
Yeah, that's actually.
You can't tell Kimmy no.
Do you remember the kids in elementary school that would like be almost cult leaders themselves? Like there was this girl. Okay, I got pulled into kind of a weird crowd in the fourth grade.
What, you mean you were in a cult in the fourth grade?
I got pulled into the
weird crowd.
Yeah, I was hanging with the witches by accident, the girls that claimed they were witches.
One thing led to another. You wake up with a broomstick.
I had stones in my pocket. I was bringing home stones that they were like putting curses on.
No.
Yes, I got caught up in some witches for about a year.
So you went to Topanga Canyon for the weekend.
It happens. It happens. Sometimes you get caught up in a bruja.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just hanging out with these witch bitches. They were weird.
Were they white?
Yeah.
They always are.
Yeah, one of them's name was like Sage or something. And they were like, they would like be like, no, I swear I have powers. Last night I tried it. And the other one would be like, they were like giving the craft. And I was like the little brown girl, like, I'll just be friends with these guys. They're accepting me. Yeah, I got caught up in some witch shit.
What did they make you do?
They made me like wish on stones and like write.
I just did that this morning.
Write curses on our enemies in class.
Write curses?
Yeah, like how do you curse the men. Actually,
what? You would put hexes on men?
Hold on.
Did you just unlock something?
Yes.
Okay.
This is. I'm just unclicking something, and this is true. One of the people, I'm pretty sure that she had us curse, ended up committing suicide.
No.
Years and years later.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't personally curse him. She cursed him because I think he was bothering her. But I remember
that we cursed him. Kill yourself.
That was the curse.
Yeah.
The curse was strength. She was very emotionally strong. She could convince you to do anything, honey.
That's dark.
Yeah. So I hung out with the witches for a little bit. So you couldn't even get in your own cults at school. I think that she cursed the guy that killed himself.
But how did you get out of the witch crew?
We were all in the same class and she cursed most of the boys.
How do you get out of hanging out with the witches?
Oh, I kind of just like after probably a month, I was kind of like done with the weird shit. And I think
I'm surprised you lasted a month.
Me too.
Now you wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Honey, I was much more accepting back then.
Like, okay, I guess we're gonna put a curse on people.
Yeah, no. I think after about a month, we went on a field trip, and that was my last straw. I was watching the normal kids be normal. We were
throwing balls.
Yeah,
and
we
stuff.
Were cursing the rides or whatever. I don't know. These bitches were crazy.
You show up with a pentagram.
Yeah. What? My mom's like, can you hang out with some Puerto Rican kids? She's like, I don't know. Stop coming home with the witch stuff.
The witch stuff's intense.
All my white friends were into, like, witchcraft when I was younger.
Yeah.
They liked Bloody Mary, Ouija boards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did that, too.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
But mostly I hung out with my cousins, and we would just not do that stuff.
What would you do?
We would have coffee. You know I had coffee as a baby?
That's deranged.
Yeah, my aunt would tell me that when my mom would drop me off at her house, that my mom would be like, oh, and her bottle's in the diaper bag. And then my mom would leave. My aunt would say, I would come over and I go, yo quiero mi café.
No, no. And she would just
and then she'd open the bag and there'd be a little bottle of coffee that she was instructed to warm up in the microwave.
For you?
Yeah, for me.
Your mom would have her warm it up?
Yeah.
No.
It was my morning coffee, and I had it every... I've been drinking coffee, I swear, to God, since I was 4 years old.
That's crazy.
I've been drinking coffee since I was four, and
that's
not a
lot. Well, you also had your ears pierced as a baby.
Yeah, 2 months.
Like, once your ears are pierced, you're ready for coffee, bitch.
Honey, I was a woman. Once my ears were pierced, I was a woman, a Puerto Rican woman. Yeah, dude, coffee as a baby. That's like, I don't know.
Coffee as a baby is pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
Would you give your baby coffee?
No!
Yo quiero café. But how cute is it if a little kid comes up to you
with a coffee?
Yo quiero café.
Well, how cute is it that I'd wake up in the morning and I'd need to watch my cartoons and have a coffee?
Yeah.
I would just have my little coffee in a bottle. It was my thing, dude. It was my thing. I remember being little one time and having chocolate milk and asking my mom if I could have a second glass, and she said no. And I was, like, so fucking pissed, but there's, like, a little bit at the bottom left.
Yeah.
And so for some reason, I thought if I added water to it, it would taste the same.
It would make more.
It would make more. In my head, it was just like this thing. And I'll never forget the first taste of that.
What happened?
You know what happened. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. But it's like, it's funny to think about the things that you thought about as a kid. Like, I thought when I watched TV, when my show was over, I thought that channel was done.
You're like, oh, that channel ceases to exist.
Yeah, no, that's it. I would watch the credits and go, what a waste of a channel. No. I would think it in my head, like, man, another one down the drain. There goes 34.
No.
Yes, yes.
I used to think that when I had headaches, it was because of my bangs.
Really?
Yeah, I would look up at them because I remember like my head hurt and I would look up and I could see like the little bang hair.
And you're like, it's hurting my head.
It's hurting my head. It's the bangs.
Oh, maybe it was. Maybe there's something to that.
Yeah, dude. Do you remember getting bad haircuts as a kid?
I was traumatized by a bad haircut.
What happened?
Traumatized. Okay. I was actually really ahead of my time, haircut wise.
Okay.
When I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old, I think I must have been 8, I really wanted side bangs. This was before anybody had side bangs.
Okay.
And I really wanted side bangs, swooped to the side. And I'm telling you, it became cool like 4 years later. But I was like, I really want, and I could. And
trend forecaster.
Yeah. Honey, don't get me started. I claimed hot pink and black way before 2007 did. I'll tell you that. That's one of my most upsetting errors is I was hot pink and black forever and lime green and black. And then suddenly it was huge when fucking, don't want to be an American. Green Day came out. Suddenly everyone wanted pink and black and green and black. I had that 5 years prior. Everybody was making fun of me.
And then
what was the one I was talking about?
I don't remember. What was the other one she was talking about?
Before the pink and black, what was I saying that I trendsetted first?
Side bangs.
Oh, the side bangs. Yes.
We're 95 years old. We can't remember what we talked about
dementia.
2 minutes ago.
But yeah, that's what I was. But nobody had side bangs. It wasn't even called side bangs at that point. There was like nobody who had the haircut. So I was trying to describe to my mom, my mom's friend who was cutting my hair, who only spoke Spanish, what I wanted. And so I kept being like, I want just this half short right here.
Right.
Like this.
A swoop.
So she's cutting my hair. I'm 8 years old. There's no mirror, so I'm not seeing the process. She spins me around in my chair, and this bitch cut half my hair this short and half my hair this short on each side of my face.
No. Oh.
She did my whole head as a side bang. Instead of just the bang, she did from here down. Like the whole, I was like, it was like a Pen 15 moment. It was like, she turned me around and I was like, and she was like, do you like it? And I was like, mm-hmm. It's really nice. And I swear to God, I was done. That was the first kill to my self-esteem.
Did you cry?
I cried. My mom was like, that's what you asked. And then my mom was punishing me because I was crying. She was like, that's what you asked for. But it really wasn't. It really fucking wasn't because no decent human being would ask for that. Not one. I swear to God. Like, and my cousin started calling me Two-Face because Batman was really popular and Two-Face was one of the characters. So he'd say my cousin Brad, did I say brother? My cousin Brad would call me Two-Face because if I turned to the side, I'd look like one person and then the other side would be another. And I hated being called Two-Face. It fucking pissed me off. And then it was time to go to school. I got this haircut during like a Christmas break or Thanksgiving break.
Oh no,
break.
Not going back to school after you've been botched.
Oh yeah. So I'm like, how am I going to deal with this? I remember the whole time I'm like, I need to do something. I'm freaking out to my mom. Every day I'm complaining about this haircut. She's like, it's done. What's done is done.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm Two-Faced. I literally have two haircuts. It's insane. It was actually insane. And
I wish you had a picture.
I think I might have a picture. And then so I'm going to school. I'm like, I need a plan. So I'm like, I need to get a hat. You know, this is like classic boy meets world. Like,
you had to get a hat for school. Yeah. That had your bad haircut.
Yeah. So I got this hat. I remember it was
Was this, the hat bad too?
Yeah, the hat was really bad. The hat might have been worse than the cut. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. And I got this fucking, this hat, and it was like this flannel, you know, flannel shirts.
It was plaid.
Yeah. Oh my God. You could see a little bit of my haircut. You could see one side of my two-face cut. This is side, and the other side was up here.
No, you look so cute.
No, not two-faced. Look, that's, send it to I wanted Xavier. This. I got to get a better one. I'll send it to him.
Okay. That is so funny.
Yeah. And then so I wore this hat to school. I was like, oh, I got away with it. Like, I was, like, so happy.
Somebody ripped your hat off.
This was the hat. This was the hat.
No.
The flannel hat. I can't believe I just found
Kim,
it.
The hat? The hat? It's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
When Two-Face is hiding.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, so I wore that hat, and imagine this little girl. This is when my hair grew out. I was still rocking the hat. But, or this might have been before the haircut, but because I could see both sides here. But I was wearing the hat, all my hair hidden. I look bald underneath. There's just like one strand coming from the side. I'm in class. The girl behind me is like, we're not allowed to wear hats in school. And I was like, I don't care. And I turn around and she's like, well, we got a handbook in the beginning of the year. And it says we're not allowed, you know, the those little cunts at school. She's like, we're not allowed to wear a hat. I was like, well, I'm allowed to wear a hat. And then we go and sit in the classroom. This bitch raises her hand.
Tells on you?
Tells on me. And the teacher's like, we're not allowed to wear hats.
No.
And makes me take off my hat.
And then?
Nothing really happened, but still.
You were so upset.
It wasn't easy.
Why do they care if you wear a hat to school? Like, what are these rules?
I don't know.
Is it going to affect my learning if I have something on my head?
I truly think that it's about control. I think it's teaching you to be under control.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. The passes for the bathroom, it's all a little weird. I mean, I guess that's for safety.
We didn't have passes.
You just got up and went whenever
you wanted. We
would
raise our hands and then they'd let us go.
Oh, no. We'd have to sign a fucking contract.
Just to piss?
Yeah. We'd have to. Yeah,
like, I have to take a shit.
And we only
got. Can you get rid of the paperwork?
Yeah. And then we'd have only so many. So you'd get 3 passes for the semester for math class. 3 passes for this class.
Wait, I'm sorry. You only get to pay 3 times through the whole semester in math?
Yeah, and it's like, well, you should be using your passes for your other class and spreading out your P's.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Spread your P's. That's what they teach at Florida.
Hold it.
I told you that.
You better hold it.
I told you in my high school they did a Holocaust
reenactment. Yeah.
Where they held down a student and pretended to change his eye color with a welding machine.
Blue.
I'll never forget it. I was like, can we go to lunch? They're like, no, you're Jews now. And they like slammed the door and we're like, what? I was like, what's a Jew? And they're like, you'll learn. Here's your family. I'm like, that's a strange kid in my class. They're like, this is your brother and we're killing him. I'm like, what's happening? They're like, this is what happened to the Jews. I'm like, who are you guys? Yeah, they locked us in. They reenacted the Holocaust.
We didn't do that. We had an archaeological dig, though.
Oh, we had that too.
But it was weird.
I loved it.
I had like a fat ass like science teacher, and she just brought like her rib leftovers and then buried those and made us excavate her barbecue chicken remains.
No.
Like, I swear to God.
That's fat as fuck.
I swear to God.
That's fat as fuck.
It smells a little like barbecue.
Dude, I was going to call you mean for calling your science teacher a fat ass so aggressively.
When you put your baby back ribs under some mud and make children dig it out, you're a fat fuck.
That's a fat as fuck thing I've ever heard. Yeah, dude. Baby back ribs are a fat food.
Baby back ribs.
But they fuck.
Baby back ribs. What I wouldn't do.
I need a rib. I need a rack right now.
Eat a rack of ribs before noon.
Catch me eating a rack of ribs anytime.
1,000-pound sister energy coming over here.
A soda and a rack of ribs. Yeah, dude, they got they were crazy at my school. Crazy. School didn't make sense to me.
One thing about mama and mommy, they love microdosing. They even love macrodosing. And when it's time to microdose or macrodose, there's only one company we use, and that's Schedule 35.
What in the hell? Wow. What? What in the fuck is going on? What in the Truman Show was that ad? It was like, we don't actually love this company. First of all, don't let Sarah's fake ass voice believe.
It wasn't fake. It felt genuine.
One thing about mama, she loves Schedule 35. What about you?
I was like, I'm sorry. Are they holding us down or do we fucking claw these out of each other's purses on the regular? Because we're obsessed with Schedule 35. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you know, you fucking know. Look in the comments. People are always like, got it. It delivered. They're incredible. It's the best company. I love the microdosing. I got to tell you, the psilocybin microdosing is the life for me.
Can I tell you, I thought that what I was delivering was, when I was in there talking about how mama and mommy loved to microdose and macrodose, I thought I was crushing. And then to hear that it felt disgenuine.
It did.
Really? Hurt me, because if there's one thing that fucks with, it's Schedule 35. Go get it. Schedule35.co. What's the discount code?
TB15, baby. Get yourself a chocolate bar. Get the tea. Listen to me. Get the tea. Split a cup with someone you love. Put on National Geographic with your favorite music in the background. Put the National Geographic on mute. Have yourself the best. I'm telling you, have yourself the best night. There's nothing more to say. Enjoy it. Try it out. It will be worth it.
And that's that.
Let's get back into the motherfucking pod. All right, guys, let's take a second for the podcast to talk about our sponsors. It's ExpressVPN. This holiday season, as you're cheersing to health and happiness, think about everything you looked at your phone this past year. Every website, every weird Google search.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, not a good thought.
I'm like, discharge. Anyway.
You might fool Santa, but you can't fool your internet provider. Whoever has access to your Wi-Fi can have access to all the crazy shit you've been looking at, unless you do what I do and use ExpressVPN. The ExpressVPN app on my phone encrypts all my online traffic, so whatever I do stays private. Incognito mode does nothing except hide your history from yourself. Listen, if it's not, I don't want people to look up what I've been searching, because mine are like, is this normal?
When a man pulls away, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, how do you
stop? I don't want anyone to see that I've been Googling, how do you stop loving someone?
That hurts.
The most embarrassing Google search you've ever seen. So you need to get ExpressVPN. It's ridiculously fast. There's not any buffering or lag, and you can stream it in HD, no problem. If you don't have ExpressVPN turned on, you might as well airdrop your entire browsing history to your neighbor, your boss, or the local IT guy. So take yourself off the naughty list with your number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/bitch and get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/bitch. And make sure you tell them we sent you.
Hell yeah.
Let's get back into it.
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk about our sponsors right now. It's motherfucking Factor. Listen, cooking at home is fucking annoying.
Especially when you're busy.
I'm done.
I'm tired.
I'm exhausted. You can make a casserole and you're stuck eating it for a week. It sucks. You make food and it's just not right. Like, you spend all this time prepping and it's just not the right thing. Just get Factor. It's America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. They'll get you eating well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals that show up right at your doorstep. Everything is pre-portioned out so you don't have to deal with a fridge or half-eaten leftovers. It takes 2 minutes. Just pop it in the microwave or on a skillet, heat it up, and you're ready to eat. We're all fucking busy right now. Nobody has time to cook. Any time saved right now for me is important.
And it's a good way to eat healthy in the new year. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to really commit to eating healthy, you can just order like the keto package or the paleo package.
I love that.
And it just keeps you on track.
Yeah, they have over 35 meal options every week, and it definitely beats leftovers for me because I'm sick of it. So you guys can head over to factormeals.com/bitch50 and use promo code bitch50 to get, ready, 50% off.
That's crazy.
That's huge. That's code bitch50 at factormeals.com/bitch50 to get 50% off. And make sure you let them know that this bitch sent you.
Hell yeah. Let's get back into the pod.
I have a lot of weird memories from school.
Me too. It seems like
they just traumatize you for like 8 years.
It's very traumatizing. I got to tell you, how early it starts is traumatizing. It's too early. It starts at 8.
8? Oh, in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so early. And then it's like the lights, they're so fluorescent. The teachers are so perverted. It's all the pedophiles in America.
There's some that are not perverted.
But a lot of them are. Okay.
Well, nobody's first choice is to be a teacher, right?
No, I think some people,
that's their first choice.
I think if it wasn't for school shootings, I would already right now be a substitute teacher, at least. I like love kids. I feel like I'm really good at teaching kids and talking to kids. I communicate with kids the best.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I love them. So, and I'm really good teacher. I could teach her. Honey, hire me.
You need a tutor?
You need a swim teacher? I've taught so many people's kids how to swim.
Really?
At least 6. And I feel like that's a lot for someone who's not a professional swim teacher. I've taught at least 6 children to swim.
Efficiently?
Successfully and quickly. I'm telling you, I'm a really good teacher.
Name your swim company then.
Piddle paddle with Kimmy Fmaddle.
No, not piddle paddle with Kimmy
Fmaddle.
Fmaddle?
Fmaddle. Schmaddle.
Piddle paddle with Kimmy.
Kimmy Schmaddle.
How about just piddle paddle with Kimmy?
No. Can you say it right?
Okay, say it again.
Kimmy. Oh. Piddle paddle with Kimmy Schmaddle.
Piddle paddle with Kimmy Schmaddle.
See? It kind of.
It's a bit much. We're going to piddle paddle with Kimmy Schmaddle. Pack up your bags, kids. Put your floaties on. We're going to piddle paddle with Kimmy Schmaddle.
Oh, sorry, Sarah. You're going to have to go change your children. We actually don't do blue suits because it matches underneath the water too well.
Oh, I never thought of it like that. Good thing I brought five more suits for my sweet, sweet daughter.
Xavier.
My sweet, sweet baby.
Over here at Kimmy Schmaddle, safety's important.
Kimmy Schmaddle. Kimmy Schmaddle.
Paddle, paddle, Kimmy Schmaddle.
You said piddle, paddle.
Oh, I did? Yeah. No.
You're changing it. You're changing
piddle,
it. And you're
paddle,
okay, but that's okay. I can workshop my own title.
No, it's the first one you said.
Piddle,
and
paddle,
you have to stay
piddle, paddle with,
it.
Kimmy Schmaddle.
Piddle, paddle with Kimmy
Schmaddle. That sounds like a good swim school. Swim with me, Kimmy C.
I do an ad right now for it.
Hi. Are you terrified of your child drowning and dying? That makes sense. There's
I'm sorry, it's the that makes sense. Who wouldn't be?
Not only is over 80%, is it over 80%? 80% of the earth is made up of water, but so is our bodies. We're constantly swimming. Do you want your child unsupervised while he's in his own body? I wouldn't either.
Not the laugh. I wouldn't either.
Oh, hang on, little Jonathan. I'll be right there. Over here at Kimmy Piddle Paddle, Kimmy Schmaddle, we teach kids how to swim. We teach front stroke, back stroke, butterfly, floating. We even toss them in full length clothes. We do those TikTok tosses. You ever seen a kid get blown in the face and tossed in a pool? It sounds aggressive, but they might need that. You might get scared over at Piddle Paddle. Oh, my kid doesn't like it. My kid cries. Oh, yeah? You want him dead? Foaming at the mouth? Dead? No. Then come to my school. Kimmy Kettle.
Kimmy Kettle.
Piddle paddle.
Piddle paddle.
Piddle paddle. Kimmy Kettle.
You come want him through. Dead? I like how you're using fear tactics.
Yeah. See, look at this.
Oh! What?
Wait. He threw him out of the pool.
To what?
I think he green screened it.
But isn't that dangerous to throw a kid out of the pool?
I think it's fake, is what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I fell for it, sweetie.
Me too. That was aggressive. Yeah, I like. Oh. Well, that just looks fun.
Piddle paddle with Kimmy Schmaddle.
Yeah. What school would you start?
Not a swim school.
Okay, so what's your school then? What are you teaching the youth?
Shanky's Theater.
Oh, the improv queen herself.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if anyone's ever seen Sarah's improv, but it is the most spot on improv. You go, you're a rabbit. She goes, ribbit.
Rabbits don't ribbit. That's a frog.
Rabbit's ribbit.
What? No. Oh. Are you okay?
No.
Rabbits don't make any noises. You're they just right. hop about. They You're do right. this.
You're right.
I'll teach you more about that at my improv school.
Okay, Shankies.
Hi, I'm Shanky, and I'm here to teach your kid how to have fun on stage. If you're like me,
you love playing make-believe.
What? I didn't interrupt you during Kimmy Schmattel's piddle paddle. Do you want your kid dead? I didn't think so. That's what you did.
Okay, but can I just... I'm sorry. We're a creative team. I thought that maybe I could give you a...
I wasn't open to notes. I thought I was doing my fucking commercial for my theater program, and then you came here.
Can I? We're a team, and you know what? I want Shanky's Theater to survive.
It will.
This economy. It's a tough time for business, and so I just have a little note for your commercial, if you don't mind. Can we cut? I have just... as your best friend, I'm sorry I came to set, brought a coffee, I'm watching, I'm supporting you. I feel like
it's
I have
It's not
a
like you're at work right now or anything, right? Yeah. You just came here to watch me shoot my commercial for my theater school.
Yeah, for Shanky's Theater. Okay. So I just think that if you're filming a commercial to try to get people in a theater, you should do it in different characters. Good note or bad note? Tell me.
A little overwhelming for the transfer of the information, I think.
I think you can do it.
Hello!
There you go. Look at the camera.
Welcome to Shanky's Theater School. You think I talk like this normally? I don't. Like that?
Yeah, no.
That's like so mentally ill.
You're a theater school. Theatre.
A theatre.
You're a theatre school. Welcome.
What do you want me to do it?
I want some French. Can you give them a little French?
Welcome.
Zelkum?
Zelkum? Russian?
I don't
was
know.
That Russian?
I don't know what that was. You sound like one of those women that massage named Helga.
Welcome. I don't know.
Oh, go off Siri.
Siri?
Okay, do your commercial. Go.
I can't create under these conditions.
You're crying. I'm abusing you. It's like, it's not even real.
She's like, again from the top. Stage momming out.
Dude, I could teach a kid to swim. Not the okay. Whoa. Hold on.
You told me.
Hold on. That was.
You told me I was gonna do it into character. I had to.
No, Sarah. The turn was scary.
I know.
You're trying to get kids to the cut. Can we cut for a second? I'm sorry. I know I'm not even on the call sheet, but she's my best friend.
I know.
I want to get people out here. She needs to sell out Shanky School of Theatre. I'm already busy.
British?
Brandon?
Is British?
Brandon? Long strokes. Yeah, my school's in the back. My swim school.
Swim school's in the back of my commercial theater show.
Okay, honey, I couldn't leave the kids alone. I brought the pool with me.
Not the pool.
I set up a pool in the back. I hope you don't mind. I couldn't miss work, but I'm here to support you. This is what good friends do, actually.
You would never miss work to come to my commercial shoot for theater school. Hello.
All right, now
that's
turn
more inviting.
Less scary.
Because I went like this last time.
Yeah, that's not how you get small children into
like
your building.
I had a weird claw because you told me to do
and
it.
And you turned and your neck was like this. It was like... It was like you looked like
it
you
was
had been
palsy.
Bedridden.
It was giving palsy.
I was like, she got one too many a flu shot. Yes.
Okay.
Someone's been triple vaccine boosted.
Who, me?
Okay. All right. I know you're the director. I'm not trying to do your job. I'm saying, all right, so you can say start. He is testy, dude.
I can't.
Maybe have a woman lead next time. All right.
Hello, and welcome to Shanky's Theatre School. Do you have a little brat at home who's in need of...
Oh, I have a little brat! I'm just here to help you. I'm your best friend. I'm your best friend.
The worst.
And I feel... Oh, I have a little... I'm Mrs. Shanky. I'm done. Mrs. Shanky.
I'm pulling the blog. Shanky's Theatre School is out of business.
I'd love to learn how to act in your scheme. Keep rolling.
I can't work under these conditions. Can we have
She can't work under these conditions over at Shanky School.
We have her removed.
Have her removed. Oh, me? Oh, no.
Are you slim to teach? Piddle paddle with Kimmy Schmattle.
Kaylin! Butterfly! Butterfly! Kaylin! Kaylin, don't forget!
That kid Joey's dive looked weak.
Oh, Joey.
I'm just trying to
Joey,
help you. I'm trying to help
ass?
You doing your job.
No,
over
you're
here.
Right, sweetie. Listen, I'm not going to be all pissed like you, Joey, little fat fuck. He can't dive worth shit. Honestly, his dad pays in payments, so I don't give a shit.
No.
Yeah, you can't affirm your fucking swim lessons. Expect me to teach your kid how to do a perfect no drip dip.
That's
what I call a good dive, a no drip dip.
A no drip dip.
Yeah, because you dive and you don't even leave a drip.
A no drip dip.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't have any weird names like that at Shanky's Theater School.
Oh, you don't have. You don't pick your scene queens?
No. Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. Scenes queens. I can't even fucking say it.
If you could start any business for reals, though, what would it be?
The thought of starting a business.
I have so many dreams of so many businesses.
What's your business?
The second I get it, well.
Shark Tank. Well, she doesn't want to tell her business ideas.
I'm trying.
Okay, go on.
I'm actually trying as hard as I can right now. I can't get a fucking word in.
Go on.
I'm just kidding. You know, my pinky girl.
Oh, my pinky girl. I imagine it looking somewhat like
actually,
her
the
hotel.
Set is giving my pinky girl. My if you pinky- guys missed it.
It's an episode.
It's an episode. Look
it's
it
called
up.
My Pinky Girl.
One of my biggest dreams is to open a motel hotel that's 90s themed with a pool that's 12 feet deep in the middle and shallow on the sides. And I call it My Pinky Girl.
My Pinky Girl.
And another one is I want a food truck. And
what's going to be on the food truck?
Coffees and tacos.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Not usually the mix you have. Coffees and tacos.
Coffee and tacos? Okay, and what's the other?
And I don't know. I have tons of businesses I want to start, sweetie. I'd love to own some. I'd love to be a landlord.
No.
Yeah.
Not the landlord.
Yeah, Kimmy the Lord.
Kimmy the Lord. You just want people to call you a lord. Lord Kimmy is here.
I'm the lord of this land and I've come to collect your rent.
Kimothy?
Yeah, yeah. Tis the third after night of mid and your late fee will be applied.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be a landlord. I want to own property. Okay, what I really want to do, I want to buy land, right?
Lots of land talk.
I'd like to buy.
What state are you thinking?
I'm thinking probably Texas or Florida.
Okay.
Tax-free, baby. I want to buy a bunch of land. I'm thinking something along the lines of 24 acres.
Oh, something cash.
Something cash, 12 to 24 acres. And I'd like to put my family all a 10-minute drive on the land away from me. Is that enough with 24 acres?
I don't know. Maybe 36. I'm at your family. No,
whatever I need to make it. Whatever I need to make it a little bit of a trek to get to my house. Some uphill battles, a couple bear traps, whatever it needs.
Yeah.
And I'd love to put all my family on one end and me on the other. And I'd love them all to have a job. One takes care of the chickens and milks the cows.
Oh, so Kimmy's ranch.
The other one sells the eggs and the milk. Someone else does Etsy art.
It's very like Little Prairie.
Yeah, someone else does Etsy art.
Who's going to be the Etsy artist in your family?
Me.
Oh.
Naturally.
You have a lot of time.
Hell yeah. When
She's
I'm
a
not-
stand-up comedian, a podcaster, a
Angela!
Writer. A swim teacher.
Out, good girl. Sorry. One, two. We're good.
They're all there?
Yeah. Close call. I forgot they were there.
I think that one just pissed herself.
It's all right. The pool has plenty of
that happens.
Sweetie. Wait, did you have a fear when you were younger of peeing and then the colors changing in the pool? That was a
sick... I read that in a magazine.
Why'd they do that to us?
Did you read that in a magazine?
No, but that was a real product I remember in the stores. You could put it in your pool and it would pick up pee.
Yeah, it was like a rumor at mine, and then so many kids actually peed that they started actually putting it in there. And ours, I've heard that some was like red, or ours was blue. Like, did yours have like a specific color?
I never experienced it.
I had it
as a child growing up in Florida and only swimming my entire life. It was a huge fear we all had. That and quicksand. Like, the fear I had for quicksand. Did you guys get taught about quicksand?
I thought it was just like on the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
We had quicksand, like, maybe it was on the movies. No, I feel like we had quicksand lessons when I was a kid on what happens if we fall in quicksand. But maybe it's really muddy in Florida.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different. But you're not supposed to move. The quicker you move in quicksand, the quicker it devours you. You fall in, you'll slowly sink. But if you're struggling, you'll just get deeper and deeper really fast.
You just fucking freeze.
Yeah. And then watch yourself slowly go under.
And then how do you come back?
I don't know. Can we pull up someone getting stuck in quicksand? I want to see what that looks like. Is it even a real thing?
Yeah, quicksand is real.
Why'd you say it like you've been sanded?
Because there was a sign in the place that I live recently. It's a danger quicksand. And I said, what in the cartoon is happening?
That's one sign I will laugh at. Danger quicksand. That's comical.
Yeah. And it was like homemade on like a poster board with a stick.
No.
And I was like, I trust that there's quicksand here. But also. I've never seen quicksand up and close and personal like that.
Right.
And I had to walk past the quicksand to finish to get back the right direction. Mm-mm. So I was like, with my dog. No. So I was like, if my dog gets stuck in quicksand,
it's all over.
We can't have Bobo getting taken by the sand.
What an embarrassing story to tell the co-owners.
Oh, my dog. Yeah, he got taken by the sand.
Sorry.
Quicksand took him.
Sorry, the quicksand took him is dark.
Quicksand took the mutt.
Do we got something?
Yeah,
the screen's off.
Oh, the screen. Oh,
Yeah. So we'll put a pause in that sweetie.
And the old quickie sand.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there it's crazy to think that there have been people in life that have gone for a like hike with their friend and then had to come back and be like, I couldn't pull her out.
That's a dark road back.
That's a dark road back. It must be dark to like something happen and you have to take a long trek back by yourself. Have you ever heard of the flight, the plane that crashed and the plane crashed. Everyone died except for one person, this flight attendant. She was in the air for like 3 minutes. She landed in a puddle of mud, not the band, but
in
a puddle of mud. And that's why she didn't die. And all she had was like a couple, like a two broken arms and some broken ribs. And she was the only survivor. Then she trekked the woods for like a week and survived.
I'm not trekking the woods. If I'm out.
You're just
sweetie.
Dying of two broken ribs. You can't even die from that. You're just going to lay in the woods and starve for 8 days?
I might.
Really?
I don't know. Instead of walking around aimlessly. Oh, this is her name.
Vesna Vlovic. Vesna Vlovic,
Serbian flight attendant
who survived the highest fall without a parachute. 10.16 kilometers or 33,330 feet. Oh, that's literally when you're like at the highest you can be in an airplane. That's
how
like
do
the
you survive that? Let's see. It says, how did Vesna Vlovic survive?
I think the highest that planes get is like 37,000 to 40,000 feet.
She was belted into a seat that fell into a river. Reported that she was in the back of the plane, which landed at the perfect angle on a snow-covered slope upon impact.
Doctors told
Vlovic that her heart should have burst open upon impact, but attributed her survival to low blood pressure.
She had low blood pressure?
She was just so cold and then just smacked the snow and it kind of like padded her fall.
Whoa. Can you click on the news article right below that one? No, though.
How Vesna Vlovic fell over. Yeah.
Okay, so all of the 28 people in the flight died except for Vlovic. Why does her name sound like a pussy?
And it does sound like a part of
vulva. And since she has no memory of the flight or the landing, no one's quite sure how she survived. Some believe she was belted into a seat that fell into a river. A Belgrade newspaper.
Yeah, we already read that exact
reported.
Thing.
Okay, where did she land? The plane's fuselage separated from the rest of the plane and landed in a heavily wooded area near a village of Srpska Kamenice.
These Serbians, man.
Oh, God. Really mouthful, these places. Oh, yeah. Baum asked about the theory, saying the reports say that if you fell in part of the fuselage that remained intact, some of the reports said that you were in the back of the aircraft. No, I was not in the back. The man who found me told me I was in the middle part of the plane. I was found with my head down and my colleague on top of me. One part of my body with my leg was in the plane and my head was out of the plane. A catering trolley was pinned against my spine and kept me in place. I mean, everything had fallen just in place for her to survive this.
Whoa.
You know what?
They found her screaming outside the wreckage.
Oh. Highest free fall without a parachute.
It is.
You know who must have been the scaredest person, the most scared out of this whole situation? Her ex-boyfriend.
She's like, what's up with this bitch?
Yeah. Imagine.
You can't get rid of her.
Yeah, it's like, she just won't die. Or whoever her enemy was. Anyone that didn't like her.
Let's see the quicksand videos.
Oh, shit. Well, these guys are doing it for fun.
Yeah, but
they're doing a quick lesson.
Yeah, just like how hard. I guess you got to just try to find something to hold on to and then pull yourself out. It doesn't look too easy.
It looks so hard.
It looks hard as fuck.
These are like grown-ass men with big muscles.
Oh, my God.
I can't even do a pull-up. I'm fucked.
No, I'm fucked. I'm just going in the sand. And my ankle itches, but like right on top of the bone. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, get in there.
And you can't even get in there. It feels like you're fucking hurting yourself.
You know when people have casts and they give them the stick in case they have an itch?
Yeah.
That's weird. Ooh. We got to get you an itch stick.
You know what I wish on my worst enemy? That they're a cast stick in their next life.
No.
Yeah, that's a bad thing to wish upon someone.
That is.
A cast stick?
A cast stick.
May you always be stuck inside of a cast. The smell inside of a cast must be gnarly.
That's where they get the name. You know that song, Stanky Leg?
Yeah.
It's about a cast.
Is it?
Yeah, someone told me that.
Do the stanky leg. Do the stanky
like
leg.
Like your leg smells because it's in a cast.
Right. I picked up the context. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My friends call me Urban Dictionary. If you have anything else.
Urban Shanky.
Urban Shanky. That's our episode.
Holy shit. All right. Well, Shankies, where can people find you?
You can find me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me here on This Bitch every Monday and every Wednesday. You can find me on Shank. We are coming to the Brea Improv, Brea Improv, 2 days after Christmas. That's December 27th. Buy tickets. We put the link up now. Also, Josh Potter is doing a set on the show. It's a great lineup. And then January 14th, we're doing This Bitch and Friends again at the main room of the Comedy Store. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim, Ryan Sickler, Jetski Johnson, Lisa Traeger.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Trevor Wallace, Damon Wayans Jr.
It's a great lineup.
It's a great lineup. Buy tickets. It's going to sell out again. Link to that in the link tree on my Instagram at Princess Shank. And then subscribe to my Patreon. What about you?
Hell yeah. KimCongdon.com for show dates. Patreon.com/KimCongdon. Check out all my shit on social media. Come to all those shows Sarah mentioned. I will be doing, when does this come out?
The 18th.
Thank you for coming out to Side Splitters. I had a great time, and we'll see you next week.